Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is the Spoken Hustle on Kelman on Cliff Central. Some Monday motivation. I definitely feel like at this point of Monday, and with the weather looking like what it's looking like, and I don't know, my email inbox being dubious, I need a little bit of motivation.
Shut up, bro.
So what's on the agenda here, sir?
So it's actually quite fitting because what we're speaking about now is kind of like what, like I said, I was feeling like this yesterday. So, you know, this is sort of where I was going with the show today as well. And
it's, feeling like it's what?
Feeling like what we're speaking about now. Yeah. Like, are you doing the right things in your 20s? Do you sort of feel like you're 25, 24, 26 or whatever, but are you like in a way, like inadvertently already regretting what you're doing, and like you're in that space where you're not really sure what you're actually feeling like, right? And I've been reading a book that's fairly interesting, and you know, it's a little bit emotionally draining, but it's pretty good. It's called Conversations with God.
Heard of this? Yeah.
And it's not really it's not a spiritual book. Oh, no, it is a spiritual book. It's not a Christian book per se, but they're talking about this guy who claims to have a conversation with God. It's just a very good philosophical book, I think. And he says, one important aspect about finding out who it is you are and what it is you should be doing is to first know who you not are and what you shouldn't be doing. So he kind of looked at it in that way, and then he breaks it down and he goes into explaining what it means, how the one cannot exist without the other. You're not able to know who you are if you first don't know who you're not. Right. And then I started thinking about this in my own life and started thinking, you know, perhaps these things that we do now as young people, we do them because it's what we have to do, and it's our jobs, and it's our routines, and it's our whatever it may be, hobbies or relationships or whatever. But we tend to feel frustrated in them. Perhaps if we start to look at it in different ways and say, but maybe on the journey to find out what it is I should be doing, this is part of it. Like, maybe this is something that I am not, and this is the reason I feel this way. Or maybe this is me learning about a side of me that I hadn't experienced before until I had done this, and you know, and that type of thing. So rather looking at it like I'm not filled with regret by the things that I've done, I'm rather sort of happy because I then in that moment realized what I am by doing what I was not first, you know. So I started, but then it kind of messed with me a bit, because then I was thinking, but then why do I get frustrated sometimes with what I am doing now? Why, like how we were speaking now, why do I feel like that? Is it because I'm doing something I shouldn't be? And then I sort of, I don't know, I kind of just started, I balanced my mind out applying that thought process by saying, okay, I will eventually know very well who I am and where I should be and what I should be doing. The more things I try and do, I start to learn about who I am through identifying or through trial and error, and learning about who I am not first, you know. So yeah, man, I started thinking about it like that, and rather staying away from being regretful, and rather almost being grateful for the things that, you know, young people could easily regret. You know, I started looking at it like that and saying, sure, but if I didn't do those things, if I didn't experience those periods and those moments, you know, I'm talking about not presently, I'm talking about past, you know, I wouldn't sort of be in the same mindset. I wouldn't be a little bit closer to identifying who it is that I am and what I should and what I should be doing, you know. So I wanted to try and flip the idea of being regretful, because I could have also easily been like, after school I wasted, you see, I say it like that, but it's not necessarily wasted if you change your approach. But I spent 2 years not studying, just playing football, just messing around, doing whatever I wanted. Those 2 years I could have upskilled myself. I could have done a lot of things. I could have traveled. I could have done whatever it may be, right?
See, yeah.
But I didn't. I can't hold that. I can't hold on to that thing of I could have. I rather say, well, I didn't. And because I didn't, I then learned what I should not be and what I should not do, you know, and to find out who I should be.
So you're saying there's no such thing as time wasted?
I don't think so. I think,
which I agree with, actually. It's just difficult because society tells you that if you do that, you're wasting time.
Exactly.
And actually, there's value in sitting and watching television sometimes.
There is, bro. And like, that's exactly what you're saying now is exactly what rested my mind, because I was tussling with this thing and I was like, in order for me to find out who I am, I first need to know who I am not. That means that if I'm getting frustrated right now, it is probably part of the journey to find out who I am and what I should be doing. Therefore, am I really wasting my time? No. You know, when we sit here and we get frustrated and we say, hey, like, am I when I turn 30, am I going to regret my 20s? You know, I don't think so. I don't think so, because you will know yourself better then because of what you're doing now. And that's never a bad thing. And that's never a waste, you know? So I kind of try to look at it in that way, because I can't predict what's going to happen in 3 years, but I can sort of do what I have to do now and do it as well as I can now. And hopefully that, you know, gets me to a different space in, when we talk again in a year.
My problem is, and I know it's my problem, is that I am too comparative. If I'm on Instagram, I'm comparing my life to somebody else's. Yeah. If I'm on Twitter, I'm comparing. If I'm sitting and it's a Saturday morning and I can't decide what I want to do for the day, and I go into Snapchat and I see everyone living their best lives on a Saturday morning, this comparative thing is literally, I think, one of the biggest problems that I face on a daily basis.
And they say comparison is the biggest robber of joy.
And it sucks. Mm. But maybe if I took this approach of there's no such thing as time wasted. And because that really ties in beautifully with your own journey being your own journey. But it's a lot easier to say that than it is to actually understand and quantify that. And this actually helps quantify it, because this is saying that it's your own journey. Take as much time as you need. There is no right and there is no wrong. There just is.
There just is, exactly.
But you got to just, it's so hard to really drill that home and believe it, because otherwise I sit and I just compare the whole day.
Agreed, bro. Completely agreed. Like I find myself in the same space sometimes, you know? And I think you'd find yourself in that space too sometimes.
Yeah,
you?
I mean, what I try to do is, let's imagine our lives are like ping pong balls. So you one and I'm another ping pong ball. You know, sometimes in life you will hit the ground really hard. Bad things happen to you and you really hit the ground hard. So hard that you literally almost get squashed as this little ping pong ball. And then after that, you now you're skyrocketing, you're going up very, very quickly. And if I'm standing from wherever I am and I'm looking at you and I'm saying, wow, and I wasn't part of the process when you were hitting the ground. I didn't see that. I'm only seeing how quickly you're going up, and man, things look like it's happening for you. You're going so fast and you're going so high. Look at you. Man, Vaughn is doing so well. Why can't I? And we often do not know how much this person has gone through, you know, the behind the scenes story, how hard they hit the ground before this, all this is happening that is happening right now. In fact, sometimes it may look like they're going so fast because you're actually on the way going down and you're also going to hit the ground. But I mean, and life is just like that. It's about it. Life always has those hitting the ground moments and then it goes up again and it goes really, really well for you sometimes after you've really hit the ground really hard. But when you just realize that, you know, life is just your own journey. Don't worry about other people. And the more you compare yourself, you're going to think, wow, man, look at how high those guys are going, how fast they're going. And you're really gonna, you know, you're really not gonna feel like you're doing much. You're gonna feel like you're sitting down and everyone else is moving.
I mean,
it's valid.
I mean, we're also different. Like, our lives are so different. We come from different places. We believe in different things. Like, we're so different, but we want to compare ourselves to each other. You know, it doesn't make sense, because you're a completely different makeup. You're a completely different person with a completely different way of looking at life and acting and being and living and seeing and all these different things that make you who you are. You are not the same as another person doing their thing, right? So it also doesn't make sense just from that perspective, which I try to remind myself. But I also feel that it's our generation, specifically our generation. Like, I think we're going to be the – and I made a comment there as well, and I said, I think we're going to be the generation that kind of like lose their minds – before we find our feet, you know, because of where we've come from, and specifically being South African and being like the first generation of the internet technology, the first generation of smartphones, the first generation of born free, all these things is like almost like we're the test runs, you know. And I think all these external factors play a role in our internal confusion about what we should be doing and where we should be, because all of a sudden the whole world's connected and we were a pioneering part of that. So we were from a normal sort of lifestyle into this ultra connected world where we see everything and we're exposed to so much more. And you know, once we figure that all out, and once we figure out how to translate it and not use it as a benchmark for our own lives, like I think the younger generation kind of have started doing. That's why they almost like Generation Z are moving a lot quicker than Generation Y, because I think they've learned how to Because they've grown up in it. They've learned how to filter it. You know, they've learned how to approach it. Whereas I think we overloaded with these things and we kind of like, I should do this, I should do that. We have so many interests. And the next thing, we kind of like lose our minds. But eventually, we are the type of people, and most of us that have ideas and dreams and goals, we'll find our feet. You know, you will. You will do it by doing the things that, by trying a lot of things, because we, most of us will, or making a few mistakes or whatever it may be, or whatever you want to call it, wasting time, which is not really it. But you'll do that, and then you'll realize what it is you should be doing, and realize who it is you are.
There's this picture. I'll show it to you guys right now. It says it's a picture of it's a guy, but his face is made up of a jigsaw puzzle, and it's not really solved, and it's kind of messy in the beginning. So it says, just because you haven't got it all figured out doesn't mean you never will. Someday you may even look back and wonder why you ever were, you know, so worried. And it's actually a pretty cool picture. It's this guy, and he looks like his face is a jigsaw puzzle, and he's, you know, so worried about how is he ever gonna figure life out for himself, and is he ever on the right track? What's going on? And then one day, you know, let's say 10, 20 years later, he's much older and he's looking at a picture of himself when he was younger, and he says, wow, man, back in those days, I used to, you know, I was so worried.
That's me reflecting on my youth now.
Yeah.
it's legit though, man. Like, no, I experienced these things.
And that's why I'm glad that we keep having these conversations in that, because it's constant reminders, because it's so easy to fall into this trap of being comparative. It's very, very hard not to. That's just about all we got time for the Spoken Hustle. I want one power line though, Vaughn. Give me one power line, and then Wes is going to rate it out of 10 and see if he can add any words to make it better.
Oh, man. You know, hey, it's hard. Let me think of something that I want to say. I have so many lines that just ran through my head. When you're writing the story to your life, make sure that you are the one holding the pen.
All right, bars. I hear finger snaps outside as well. Let's give that a 10 out of 10.
Very good.
Yeah, no, that was really, really cool. Yeah. And I mean, and start writing now. Live your dream while you're still young, because time is on your side. You have nothing to lose except the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, I mean, it's more on your side because you're younger, but whatever. That there is the Spoken Hustle. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out.
Shout out, brother. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.